You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Mark Ein later on this hour, he was on my podcast yesterday. I'm going to play that for you. I did ask him about the alternate uniforms, asked him about the stadium, talked a lot of tennis too. He's got probably the best field for the upcoming DC City Open in Rock Creek Park that he's had in a long time. Joining me right now, do we have Andrew? All right, good. Andrew Brandt is joining me right now, of course. Longtime executive in the NFL with the Packers. He's now the executive director of the Morad Center at Villanova. He's got a great Sunday 7 newsletter. You can find out all about all of this on X, on Twitter, at Andrew Brandt. He joins me right now. Real quickly, before I get to what I was calling you about, we just did a segment about Jaden Daniels, and sort of asking the question, have we gotten a little bit carried away? Have we crowned him a little bit too early after one season? Because it was debatably, and by many advanced numbers, the greatest rookie season a rookie quarterback's ever had. You were a longtime front office person, and you watch a lot of quarterback play. Have we gotten ahead of our skis calling Jaden Daniels an elite quarterback, a top five-ish quarterback right now?
Good to be with you, Kevin. I mean, I'm obviously the opposite from my experience in the Green Bay Packers, where we had apprentice quarterbacks that didn't see the field for 3 years.
Right.
Unbelievable. In this day and age, because you try to get young quarterbacks, especially first round, on the field first year, if not first game. Yeah, I mean, I think we're all going to overreact to a strong performance by a rookie quarterback. The obvious question is, can he keep it up? And even if there's not total ascension beyond this, this is high-level quarterback play. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's natural. There's nothing more exciting in the NFL than a young quarterback. And from a financial perspective, it's the best thing going in sports. We have someone making $6, $7 million average compared to their peers making $50, $60 million. So you can build around that, as the Commanders have done, and adding offensive linemen and adding Debo and seeing what they're going to do with McLaurin. So they have a way to stagger this. And they got one more year of this, which is amazing. So they'll have 3 years of quarterback play at a staggeringly low rate.
Yeah, you know, the first time they can pay him is in the offseason after the 2027 season. You follow this stuff. I would guess right now the odds are stacked heavily in favor of Jaden Daniels in the winter or spring of 2027 getting the largest contract in the history of the sport at that time.
Yeah, if we're handicapping it right now, you'd have to say that. A lot can happen between now and then.
Sure.
But again, to my point, if he's making, say, $70 million then, you know, say it's $70 million over five, he's made $30 million over 4. So that's, I'm saying $30 million total over 4. So that's what, $7, $8 million a year, you know, combined with $70 million a year, it's still going to be a value, right? Is what I'm trying to say is, like, even after 2 years of his extension contract, he's still going to be a great value for the last 5 years if we're spinning this ahead.
You know, I was just thinking in having you on, because you've dealt with stadiums. You follow it now, you know, yeah, for your role as the executive director at the Morad Center at Villanova. Are you following the RFK deal situation down here? You're from here. I'm assuming you're paying attention to it at least a little bit.
Well, this is what happens. I think we talked about this last time I was on, Kevin. You get this great announcement. You have the president. You have Roger Goodell. You have the Josh Harris. You have Mayor Bowser. Everybody's excited. It's such a great event. You have the big headlines. And then the real work starts, right? Are you going to get this passed? Where's the money coming from? What taxes? What funds? What public subsidy is this coming from? And all the opposition. Why are we subsidizing billionaires? What about schools and libraries and homeless and shelters? Of course you're going to get that. So I don't know what to say about it other than the history shows, and I have done a lot of writing and research on this, is that at the end of the day, it passes. The public funds these billionaires. I know everyone hates it, but it happens. Except for SoFi Stadium and Gillette Stadium in Boston, basically that's what happens. And in recent times, we just had it in Cleveland. We recently had it in Jacksonville. Of course, we had it in Buffalo and Tennessee and Nevada a few years ago. I think it's going to happen because I think at the end of the day, even if there's no true threat to move, no one wants to be the people that stop public funding of a stadium.
Yeah. We are talking to Andrew Brandt. All right. To the reason that I reached out to you, the other day you tweeted out off a Ross Dellinger story, 82% of all D1 schools opted into the settlement, which is the House settlement, for, you know, a $20.5 million salary cap coming off, you know, the conference revenues. And you wrote, wow, sports are truly the storefront of these universities. So what's changed more than anything else with this House settlement?
Well, a lot of unpacking here. As people probably know by now, July 1st, 2 days ago, was the first day in the history of college sports that schools can pay directly, not collectives, not boosters, not bagmen, not under the table, not to the mom, to the friend, to the uncle. It is direct payments. And again, full disclosure, I'm a consultant now in this space a little bit. I consult for Louisville Athletics. I wrote a contract the past several months between the school and the athletes directly. So it's direct. There's no shenanigans anymore. So this is happening, and there'll be a revenue share cap of $20.5 million for all sports, and people have to manage the cap and do contracts just like pro sports. My point is that $20.5 million sounds like a lot. You don't have to spend that amount, but you can now spend if you opt in. In other words, pay your athletes directly. If you don't opt in, you're in the old system. If the athletes are going to get paid, it's going to be through other sources besides the school. But that number was staggering to me because we focus on the big power conferences. This is a lot more than the power conference.
Right.
This is mid-majors, maybe low majors, maybe even lower than that. And again, they're not going to pay $20 million, a lot of these schools, but they're going to pay. And my point was just like we're making the point about the Commanders. At the end of the day, sports rules. And I've seen this time and time again. You talk about we need money for X, Y, Z. But listen, your chemistry department is not going to draw a lot of publicity or students or admissions or donors. It's just not. Your sports department is. It's just the way we are in this world, and especially in college, because that's exactly the phrase I use. They're the storefront. Yeah. You look at University of Maryland, you look at Georgetown, any school, yes, the academics is great and important and definitely something for alumni to talk about. But what's the sports doing? That's what people know these schools for. People don't know Alabama for their academics. Now, Duke, a Virginia, a Stanford, I get it. But even with that, they talk about the sports teams.
Well, look, the number of applicants goes up exponentially when a team does well in the NCAA tournament or the college football playoff. I mean, sports, yes, are that's the exposure for a university more so than anything else. I know you're tight on time. Max just told me that. I just wanted to ask this as it relates to the salary cap, because to me, this is the most interesting thing. By the way, 82.1% is beyond the Power Four. That is surprising to me.
Yeah.
But after they've said, all right, 70% is going to football, 20% is going to basketball, 5% to women's basketball, and then 5% to everything else. Let's just take 70% as a round number of 20 million. 14 million bucks to football. How will they determine who gets what? And will those players have to sign contracts?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes, I think the determination, some of these schools, and this is pretty common now, are hiring GMs. You talk about Mike Lombardi at North Carolina.
Yep.
A lot of NFL experience, Jim Nagy at Oklahoma football. And they're doing exactly what you do in the NFL. Like, what's our allocation at quarterback, at D-line, at shutdown corner? Are we going to spend a lot there? What are we doing at receiver? How much are we spending allocating that number? And a lot of what I do in my consulting is advising on that, too. And sometimes it's like, let's hold our powder for next year because we think we can get this recruit. Just like they say in pro sports, we think we can get a free agent. That's going to cost a lot of money. And then, you know, schools have to decide. Some schools are going to be a little more basketball heavy. So instead of a $14 million football roster, it'll be a 10, 11, and basketball.
Right, like Villanova.
$6 million roster. Yeah. Well, Villanova's separate because Big East doesn't have big-time football. So theoretically, Big East schools can spend $15, $18 million on basketball. Now,
right.
None are, but I would think St. John's is going to be have a – 10 to 11, $12 million basketball roster. So it's just something that people have to get used to. I know it's hard to hear sometimes, millions of dollars for college athletes, but that's where we are. I'll say this, you know, the pendulum is truly swung. And you mentioned contracts. Yes, they have contracts, but trying to get these guys to sign more than 1 year is a tough sell because they've got transfer rights every year. And schools don't want to be locked into two-year deals because they know they'll get better transfers if they want. So it's all one-year deals right now. And that's working for the players and the schools. I know it's tough for fans because you're seeing a new team every year in all these sports. Maybe the pendulum will swing some more towards the middle soon.
And lastly, NIL is still there, right? But it's going to be more regulated?
You can do third-party NIL beyond the school contracts. Anything over $600 has to go to something called the College Sports Commission for Fair Market Value Analysis to try to get rid of the, hey, show up at birthday party, get an envelope for $100,000. It's going to try to get rid of that. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, they're going to sue, and that'll go away quickly. Well, there's arbitration built in, so there won't be lawsuits. But if a player is said dinged and says you can't do that deal, there's an arbitration process. Listen, the NCAA gets a lot of flack. I think they're doing the best they can. Yes. Is there going to be cheating? Yes. Is there going to be attempted cheating? Yes. Are there going to be rosters, our teams, school spending not $20 million, but $40 million? Because 20 of it will be this supplemental NIL, perhaps. But they're doing the best they can to try to level this playing field.
Thanks for doing this. Good to catch up. Go ahead and run, and we'll catch up down the road. Thanks, Andrew.
Appreciate it, Kevin. Take care.
Yep. Andrew Brandt, everybody, at Andrew Brandt on X on Twitter. Yeah, $20.5 million is a salary cap for, you know, Power Four schools and beyond that. You know, at the Power Four schools in the SEC, Big 12, Big 10, 70 to 75% of that is going to football because that's where most of the money is coming from the football TV deals. And then, you know, the next 15 to 20% is going to go to men's basketball. And then there's going to be like 5 to 10% max divvied up among, you know, depending on the school. They're, you know, in the SEC, you've got baseball, you know, in the, you know, Big Ten, and certainly the East Coast Big Ten schools, you've got lacrosse, you've got women's basketball. And then for a football team that's got 90 players on it, some aren't going to make any money. Now, that's been happening anyway. But you're going to have this salary cap. There's not going to be any minimum. There's no salary minimum for players. Some players will be playing and won't be making any money until they've proven themselves. And what we didn't get into is with contracts rather than independent contractors, what kind of, you know, sort of organization will come about, you know, meaning union. And that, I don't think anybody wants, and perhaps not even on either side. And then the NIL piece, yes, it's more regulated, but it's still there. The collectives are still there. But he said, what did he say? $600. Anything above that has to go to some sort of, you know, regulatory group that will determine fair market value, whether or not what the player is doing for that amount over $600, if it's appropriate. So, yeah, you won't get the, yeah, if you come here and play, all you got to do is sign autographs at the car dealership once and we're paying you $1 million for the year. So we'll see how that shakes out. Because in places within the Power Four conferences, Ohio State, Texas, Bama, I mean, you know, we know the list, they're still going to have massive NIL collectives that will be able to, you know, fund football beyond the salary cap, the 20.5 or 75% of that, 70% of that. And so there will still be advantages there, even though there is a cap. And one of the things I've learned by reading about this is, even though there is a salary cap, a lot of schools won't spend up through that salary cap because they're not going to be able to afford to do it. Anyway, interesting. You know, we talked about this last year. The players in college sports have had something that no athletes have had ever in the history of sports. They have had annual and in some cases almost biannual unrestricted free agency. And with the transfer pool, it's just created absolute bedlam in terms of movement. And at the same time, when the games start, you know, college football, Labor Day weekend, you know, and high noon on Fox, Texas with Arch Manning at Ohio State, I get wrapped up into the games and I forget about all this because it is still, especially with football, it's still part of this incredible, you know, built-in advantage over every other sport, this rhythm and this scheduled nature of the fall into winter, weekends, and a limited number of games, and how important and how precious each one of those games are. I mean, even with NIL and all the transfers over the last couple of years, I don't think I have enjoyed college football any less. College basketball, you get to the tournament, and let's face it, college basketball has become a very much so a one-month out-of-the-calendar sport, especially at football schools. But still, we get to the tournament. It's the tournament, man. Doesn't matter that you don't recognize or haven't recognized a lot of the players on the teams. For me, anyway, the thing that's impacted my viewing of college sports more than anything else, and we're now 20 years in the making on this, is all of the conference reshuffling. That's the thing that I think hurts long-time devoted college sports fans. Because, you know, I can only speak for myself, being in the ACC all those years, and you develop that history, the tradition, the rivalries, and then, you know, 10 years now in the Big Ten, and we don't have a rivalry in any sport. Mark Ein will join me next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.